Now, I want to go to Owen Corrie, editor of Air and Travel magazine, who's on the line about this breaking news regarding all flights across the United States, which we're hearing have been grounded due to a glitch with the Federal Aviation Administration's computer system. Owen, what's going on? What do you know?
Pretty big event. That means everybody is grounded, everybody's returning to ground, and it's the sort of the scale of a shutdown that we haven't seen since the time of 9/11. They are saying, the little bit of detail we have, that it's an IT glitch. Obviously, everybody will start wondering how something of this scale happens in a system which is by nature built to prevent this sort of a shutdown. And it will impact on Irish flights. We have one flight boarding at the moment, Delta to JFK. We have five flights going to pre-clearance and a couple of the important afternoon wave of American flights. We have 20 flights a day going Dublin to North America. So it will have impact on Irish passengers until this is cleared.
Is there any official advice on that yet for intending passengers travelling from here, Owen?
No, not at all. And that will come from the airlines. What will happen, and there'll be frenzied conversations in every direction, is how big an incident is this? How long will it take to sort it out? And can we get flights rolling again? And the scale of delays, you know, as I say, we'd have at the moment about 20,000 flights affected. If this carries on during the day, the scale of the delays could take quite a while to work through. Just, you know, it was an incident that passed yesterday almost unnoticed, was part of the Los Angeles, the west coast of the United States, shut their system down for a little while in response to a North Korean missile being fired. So everybody will be, there'll be lots of frenzied discussions as to how something of this scale happened. And as you know, we're in a world where international tensions are at a height that they haven't been for some decades.
And there's no current estimated time as to when this system is going to be restored?
No. And while my experience of these things is that when technology goes wrong, we've had systems shut down by individual airlines over a period of even 2 days in one case, people tend not to make promises that they can't keep.
Yeah.
They don't tend to put time or expected times out there and then run into trouble afterwards when they don't meet them. What will happen is that they will be, we'll get a very sudden announcement saying everything is back to normal. But there won't be, we hope to have it all sorted out in half an hour.
Well, look, we'll keep an eye on it, Owen, and thanks for bringing us that breaking news on flights in and from and to, it would seem, the United States, which have been grounded because of this major computer outage with the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. If we get any news on that at all, we'll bring it to you. We'll take
text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.